I don't know about you, brethren, but I'll tell you, the more we discuss prayer, it teaches you how much we lack it. I mean, now I understand more and more the brethren discussing why pray without ceasing. It's an attitude. Now think of it. I mean, which subject in the scripture you're praying for your needs, which the problem is we always put self first. We have to adjust ourselves after today, right? We pray for all men. I mean, Brother Jake told us the saints, how we need to remember them. But in Brother Mark, he reminded us, in Timothy, it's all. It's all. And these four features for all. Now, you put needs, self, all, saints. No wonder this is a one truth that requires 24/7. Just, you know, the attitude of it. Dear saints, I might not remember every brother or sister. But if I have the right attitude in prayer, then I will be able to mention them at any time. You know, the only one that have simplified to me to understand pray without ceasing is a man like Nehemiah. He was a man that was dependent upon God. And once the king told him, you know what, what's wrong with you? Why is the countenance sad? That wasn't something pleasant before the king. All what the scripture says, and I pray to the God of heaven. That's it. He prayed. It wasn't like a 10-minute prayer. He prayed. That's it. The attitude of prayer. But brethren, it's a genuine, serious matter to pray. It's a wonderful privilege to be able to communicate with God. But it's something that is much needed. Because you know what we have heard about communication and all these wonderful things that we learn naturally. But I think when you are talking about the failure to ask and all these things, it is all spiritual failures that will hinder our prayer with God. And one of it is pray lest ye enter in temptation. I know the brethren mentioned it, but sometimes we might somehow blame God if we feel we are being tempted. God does not tempt with evils. Sometimes it's because maybe we are not in a prayer dependent spirit. And once you are not in a prayer dependent spirit, you are open wide for the attacks of the enemy. Dear brethren, let's take hold the truth that the brethren is trying to highlight before us today. Because prayer seems to me is extremely important for us to be able to continue this wilderness journey.
There's one point I would like to add, I think. I'm not sure if we just jumped over a little bit back in Luke, verse 4. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. The attitude of forgiveness. This is serious. And I think we did have it down here, but if I go to the Lord and I'm praying to Him, if I don't have forgiveness in my heart for people who have done me wrong, that's a problem. That seems to be an impediment. And maybe we can discuss that for a few seconds, because unfortunately the history of brethren has been that there has been a lot of unforgiving issues. And we can talk about it, and we can talk about it, but the reality is it's a real struggle. When somebody has done me wrong, I need the grace to forgive that person. And we can't really pray effectively based upon what we're reading here. It's part of prayer that I need to forgive people who have done me wrong. So I just, maybe a thought or two just before we move on.
Yeah, well, the Lord Jesus highlighted this in a parable in Matthew 18, if you want to turn to it. Matthew 18. Matthew 18, verse 21. And I should say, too, that this parable follows Matthew 18, 20, mm-hmm. Where two or three are gathered together in my name. And there's previous to that, we have a prayer meeting, and we have a discipline situation. So all these things are important when we see it in the light of its context. Then he tells them this parable. And he says in verse 21, it's Peter actually, comes to him and says, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? forgive him till seven times? So Peter thought he was being very generous, you know. Well, you know, if my brother offends me seven times, I can forgive him seven times. He thought he was doing quite well with that offer. And then we get in verse 22, Jesus said, I say it unto you seven times, but until 70 times seven, 490. But the Lord is not saying after 490 times the 491st time, then you don't have to forgive him. What he's saying is that you always forgive. That's the point. And then he tells the parable. The kingdom of heaven is like in a certain man or king with the two servants. And one was brought to reckon, and he owed 10,000 talents. And someone has said that that would be today's currency, $12 million, U.S. dollars, not Canadian dollars. U.S. dollars, okay. He's forgiven that debt. He's forgiven the debt. Verse 26, the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him and said, Lord, have patience with me, and I will tell you, I will pay you all. And the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. He forgave him that huge debt. So he goes out, and then you get the second, he runs into this other servant, his fellow servant, verse 28, and he owed him a small amount that would equal $20. And he wouldn't forgive him. In fact, he took him by the throat and said, you pay up, buddy. And what the Lord is saying here is that how much have we been forgiven? What debt did we owe to God, to the blessed God? How much did we owe? Well, it's incalculable, but we've been freely forgiven. So our brother offends us in some little thing. And this is the point of the parable. Can we forgive? It'll hinder, unforgiveness will hinder prayer like nothing else.
In regard to this subject here, brother.
A little louder, brother, please.
In regard to this subject, just being discussed now, just a long time back, decades before, I just was a witness of one brother and sister. They had some misunderstanding, and we were sitting around and we were speaking to them very nicely from the scripture and encouraging to forgive one another. But the sister was telling, Lord has not given me that spirit of forgiveness. He is so many. If he is not giving, how I can forgive? Hemral, how I can forgive? She was telling me. So I told her, the scripture is very clear. You should be tender-hearted, forgiving one another. As Christ has forgiven, we should forgive one another. So, sister, we have to forgive. No. I think God will give me one day, one time, that spirit, and I can be able to forgive. So one day, Lord took her in such a, circumstances, and she got melted, and she cried, and she called that brother, I forgive you, brother. If I hurt you, please forgive me. Mm-hmm. So she was telling like that. So I think Brother Reno was telling, sometimes speak from the scripture, unless we fed from the roasted lamb, we sit and look the Christ crucified and meditate. And if our heart is not melted, I think just quoting the scripture and telling the brethren 1,000 times, no, I don't think that works, but the only solution if we sit at his feet and meditate, I think.